WIA State Track and Field Meet wrapped up on Saturday after a rain delay, and here's how some of the local and area athletes did. Tim Bailey of Riverdale, one of the top finishers, he finished second with a time of 11:12 in the boys' 100-meter dash. Clayton Lee of Ithaca finished 10th in the 1,600-meter run. Cameron Hogan of Boscobel was 15th in the boys' pole vault competition for Division III, and Adric Egge of Kickapoo finished 8th in the 400-meter run. Adric was 9th in the individual preliminaries, and then Arlen Walter of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 12th and not in the running for the finals. The boys' 4x8 from Kickapoo Lafarge was 11th overall. Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, Brecken Miller, and Arlen Walter. In the triple jump, Carter Emler, North Crawford, was 11th. Gavin Temling of North Crawford finished 8th in the shot put competition. And Alex Morga, North Crawford, 11th in the boys' discus throw. Malachi Fretz of Richland Center was 11th in the boys' 1,600-meter run, a time of 4:25.79. And Gabe Davis of Boscobel finished 10th in the 800-meter run for Division III. And Tim Bailey was 2nd in the 200 for Riverdale in running on Saturday with a time of 21:99. Girls' state track results included in the girls' 800-meter run. Kaylee Peterson of Ithaca Weston finished 4th with a time of 2:17.38. Nora Gilson of Boscobel 7th, 2:17.94 was her time. The girls' 4x1 relay team for Ithaca Weston in the preliminaries finished 11th on Friday. Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson anchor that for Ithaca Weston. In the girls' high jump results, Kaylee Miller of Ithaca Weston finished 11th on Friday, and Kaylee Carter of Riverdale was 11th in the pole vault competition Saturday morning. Aaliyah Kleesner, Boscobel, was 8th in the 1,600-meter run. Boscobel's 4x8 girls were 2nd with a time of 9:43.54. Nora Gilson, Maddie Kinnett, Aubrey Seep, along with Aaliyah Kleesner. Kickapoo Lafarge with a 4x2 relay team that finished 6th. Jewel Kleinsaucer, also Ava Young, Morgan Wheatman, and Katie Rando. Danica Pauls of Richland Center was 11th in the pole vault competition. Katie Rando of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 16th in the preliminary on Friday. It was Aaliyah Kleesner of Boscobel taking 8th in the girls' 3,200-meter run. And Kickapoo Lafarge's 4x4 relay team was 6th. That team was made up of Katie Rando, Morgan Wheatman, Autumn Jacks, and Jaden Snagel. Also in sports today, the WIA Girls Soccer Regional Finals are happening. Among the area teams, Edgewood was a winner over Dodgeville Mineral Point 3-1, Evansville 3-2 over Mount Horeb. And also River Valley plays Lodi in area girls soccer tonight. Adams Friendship is also facing Assumption. In hometown baseball news, games coming up on Sunday include Mesa Mania at Ashton, Black Earth at Wisconsin Dells, Plain at Cross Plains, and Reedsburg at Middleton. Sauk Prairie is at Cazenovia. In the western section, Argyle at Belleville, Hollandale at Shoalsburg-Benton, Wyota at Ridgeway, Arena plays at Blanchardville, and Dodgeville at Muscadet. We'll have the game tomorrow on the radio, Dodgeville at Muscadet. Manager Terry Zebarth talked this week about what the Mudcats need to do well.
We get the base runners on. We have to put the ball in play and get those runners in. We've ran way too many runners, and if we can get those runners in, we'll be competitive with anybody.
And Terry talked about Sunday's opponent.
Yeah, Dodgeville is always traditionally competitive and right up there. So we're looking forward to the game. I feel that we've got our players in line right now, and it'll be interesting to see how we do.
Pre-game time 12:45 tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Christian Yelich with 5 of Milwaukee's 23 hits last night. The Brewers pulled away for a 12-5 victory over the White Sox to kick off the series. Today, the Brewers are taking on Chicago. The game is in the top of the 8th, and the Brewers have come back to tie it. It is 3-3 Brewers and the White Sox. First baseman Reese Hoskins has been activated 3 days before the Brewers play in Philadelphia against his former team. Hoskins went on the list May 14th with a right hamstring strain. Brewer principal owner Mark Attanasio acknowledged it's too soon in the season to celebrate, but offered plenty of praise for how new manager Pat Murphy navigated the first 2 months of the season while dealing with numerous injuries. The Brewers entered Friday with a 5-game lead in the NL Central, and they are also without 2-time All-Star closer Devin Williams, 2-time All-Star pitcher Brandon Woodruff, pitcher Wade Miley, and also Christian Yelich and Rhys Hoskins spent some time on the disabled list. Ashton Wilson doubled 3 times and hit his first home run for Florida, and the Gators opened the NCAA Stillwater Regional with a 5-2 victory over Nebraska. Brock Tibbetts had 3 hits, including a 2-run home run and a 2-run double, and the Indiana Hoosiers routed the 2-time Sun Belt Conference champion Southern Mississippi Golden Eagles 10-4 in their NCAA Division I baseball tournament game today. Kelsey Mitchell scored 18 in action that was held today. Caitlin Clark had 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists to help the Indiana Fever win their first home game of the season by a score of 71-70. As he's trying to race his way into the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, Chase Briscoe now faces a fresh challenge with the potential for his Stewart Haas racing team to deteriorate around him. Owners Tony Stewart and Gene Haas announced this week that the four-team garage would cease operations at the end of the season, leaving the future up in the air for Briscoe and other teammates. That's an update on sports for a Saturday, June 1st. I'm Phil Neap.